You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we? Welcome to Thursday. It is Thursday. It is the 17th of August. Time just a minute after 7. It's me, Jerry D. You're on The Breakfast Show. I'm going to be with you right through from now, going through until 10 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Who's got a birthday today? Oh, yes, Davy Crockett, King of the Old Frontier. He was born in 1786, Davy Crockett. He was the 19th century American folk hero, frontiersman, soldier and a politician. He's commonly referred to in popular culture as the epithet King of the Wild Frontier. There you go. You see, he represented Tennessee in the U.S. House of Representatives, served in the Texas Revolution, and died at the battle where, of course, you know, don't you? Battle of the Alamo.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Together, everyone I see.
there we go. Yes, Harvest of the World, 1976, that was released. It was title song, or the title track from their 1976 album, of course, of the same name. Did I mention it was Davy Crockett's birthday?
Born on a mountain in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. He killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Fought single-handed through the Indian war, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was a-handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
When he lost his love, his grief was gall. In his heart, he wanted to leave it all and lose himself in the forest tall. But he answered instead his country's call.
Davy Crockett,
the choice of the whole frontier.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so I hear tell,
and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy Crockett,
seeing his duty clear.
When he came home, his politicking done. Why, the big Western march had just begun.
So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out a grinning to follow the sun.
Davy Crockett, leading the pioneer.
His land is the biggest, his land is the best. From grassy plains to the mountain crest, he's ahead of us all and meeting the test, and a following his legend right into the west.
Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier. Davy Crockett.
There we go. That was my childhood hero, that was Davy Crockett. He used to have a series on TV. I remember he had this sort of furry hat with a tail on the back. Ballad of Davy Crockett. It was a music by George Burns and lyrics by Thomas W. Blackburn. And it was introduced on ABC's television series Disneyland in the premiere episode of October the 27th in 1954. A guy called Pez Parker is shown performing the song on a log cabin set in frontiersman clothes, accompanied by similarly attired musicians. Those were the days. No capes in those days, I tell you. That particular version, by the way, one of my favourites. He's got a marvellous voice. Tennessee Ernie Ford here on the Breakfast Show. Had to get it in. One of my heroes he was. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
This is Khalid. 18 is what it's called. By the way, 10 after 7, if you're keeping an eye on the time.
Woke up falling through to life this morning, but I think I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Damn, my car still smells like marijuana. My mom is gonna kill me. Gonna kill me. Traffic's backed up from corner to corner, so I guess I'll hit the highway, the highway. Shake away all the stress off my shoulders. Gonna have a good day, a good day. Because I'm 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they're not like yours. Well, yours are more understanding. I've never fell in love. I save those feelings for you. So let's do all the stupid shit that young kids do. at their darkest, always showing me the way, lead the way. Your love seems to cut me deep, the sharpest. You'll always have a part of me, a part of me. Losing you, it's always been the hardest. I wish it was the whole day, 'cause I was 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah, they weren't like yours, but yours were more understanding. I never fell in love, I saved those feelings for you. When we did all the stupid shit that young kids do, just me and you. Ooh, 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 just me and you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Let's do all the stupid shit that young kids do. It's me and you. You, you, ooh, ooh.
That I used to do as well when I was 18. It ruins your life, you know, when you're a kid. You just don't, you're invincible, aren't you? And you've probably heard me say, since the age of 16, I was sort of water skiing. My speciality was slalom skiing. And, yeah, now I've had two operations on my back because the old discs couldn't take it all. I was still skiing here in my 40s on the lake. And we used to rent an island, believe it or not, out in there in Gatun Lake. Anyway, completely digress. Guest this morning, Dr. Computer Alexim can't make it this morning, unfortunately. He's got a business meeting this morning, which of course is much more important. And also in the last, the last hour today, we've got Rob Getman coming in to chat to us. I was referring to him, well, I've started referring to him as the dad of Bob. Yes, Bob and Wanda. Yes, we've got twins. Well, they're not twins. They look completely different. But, of course, this is what collects all the rubbish in the river. In the river, that big river we got. And Rob's coming in to chat with us about that in the last hour of this morning's programme. They're doing absolutely wonderful things. What I want to ask him, of course, is, you know, are they going to expand this to other rivers? Because it really does. You should see the amount of crap that they managed to get out of the river. Anyway, Rob's going to be joining us in the last hour. We'll be checking in with Ingrid, of course, and Yasmin, and see what's happening in the world of Yaz, and an everyday story of country folk as well. But anyway, I'm digressing because I just wanted to take up a couple of seconds so that we could, well, do this. Yep, get you in the shower for Thursday morning. It is Thursday, keep an eye on the time. We are now just a few seconds after 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. Now, no more sweet dreams, okay?
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing.
Time to get up.
Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing through the
We'll be right back.
Dreams is what that's called. That comes from the Boosh. And there's a bit of good advice for you in the morning. There we go. Time to get you out of the shower on your way to repetition or going on this morning. This Thursday morning, it is Thursday. It is the 17th of August. Gosh, we are going through the year quickly, aren't we? And it's 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Thank you.
There we go with the Eagles and One of These Nights. And making our way, we just got to 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Good morning, Christina. Right, let me see. Good mornings. Let's say a few good mornings, shall we? Got some requests coming in. We'll look at those a little bit later on. Good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Ed. Good morning to Paul. All with us bright and early this morning, which is great. Time to take a trip to suburbia with the Pet Shop Boys. Talking about Serbia with all those dogs, that must be barking in Essex. It is a place, actually. Time on the breakfast show. We're just making our way down towards the bottom of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express. 648-14281. Give them a call. 648-14281.
Innsbruck Car Service Express.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And indeed, we're making our way to 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We're going to take a look at some of the international headlines this morning and some of the a quick look at some of the business items as well. Canadian officials ordered the evacuation on this was of the Northwest Territories, capital of Yellowknife, and several smaller communities on Wednesday as a massive wildfire threatened the town of Hay River overnight. Teams were working to evacuate Hay River, a community of some 3,000 on Great Slave Lake, by bus or plane on Wednesday night as the fire approached. Hay River saw the fire south of the community increase, getting closer to the city today. Fire Information Officer Mike Westwick said at a news briefing on Wednesday evening, "We saw highly active fires in that area and it was moving quickly." And in the Canary Islands, firefighters on Thursday struggled to contain a wildfire that broke out in a mountainous national park on the Spanish island of Tenerife, prompting authorities to evacuate some 3,800 people. The fire's perimeter expanded to 31 kilometres, and this was across dry woodland, covering both flanks of steep ravines near the Mount Teide volcano, Spain's highest peak, hampering access to the area and covering much of the island with smoke, clouds and ash. Paramilitary troops have cordoned off a Christian settlement in eastern Pakistan, where a Muslim mob vandalized and torched several churches and scores of houses after two men living there were accused of desecrating the Quran, police and witnesses said on Thursday. The attack took place in Jarawanala, in the industrial district of Faisalabad, on Wednesday and continued for more than 10 hours without any intervention by police who were at the scene, residents and community leaders have said. Now, police denied the accusation, saying that security forces had prevented an even worse situation. The rioters were demanding that the two accused men who had fled their homes be handed over to them. Germany's cabinet passed a contentious bill on Wednesday to legalize recreational marijuana use and cultivation, one of the most liberal cannabis laws in Europe that could potentially provide further momentum for a similar worldwide trend. The legalization, which still has to pass Parliament, would allow adults to possess up to 25 grams of the drug, grow, and this is grow a maximum of 3 plants, or acquire weed as associates of non-profit cannabis clubs. Access to the abortion pill, mifepristone, must be restricted. A U.S. appeals court ruled on Wednesday, ordering a ban on telemedicine prescriptions and shipments of the drug by mail, though the decision will not immediately take place. The New Orleans-based Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals stopped short of ruling that the drug must be pulled off the market altogether, as a lower court had done. Singapore's police said that they had seized $1 billion Singapore dollars, that's around about $734.32 million, in assets. This is from a gang of foreigners laundering proceeds from organized crime, including plush bungalows in the most sought-after addresses bunches of bundles of cash, luxury cars, jewelry, handbags, and gold bars. In one of its biggest money laundering cases, police said 400 officers fanned out across Singapore on Tuesday and launched simultaneous raids on residences across the city-state from the Orchard Road shopping belt to the resort island of Sentosa. The raids on at least 9 locations netted assets totaling a staggering $1 billion Singapore dollars, police said. These included 94 properties, bank accounts with 110 million Singapore dollars, 50 vehicles, stacks of cash amounting to more than 23 million Singapore dollars, hundreds of luxury handbags and watches, fistfuls of jewelry, and 2 gold bars. It's going to sound like the 12 days of Christmas, isn't it? China's major state-owned banks were seen busy selling U.S. dollars to buy the yuan in both the onshore and offshore spot foreign exchange markets this week, people with direct knowledge of the matter told Reuters. This is in an attempt to slow the yuan's depreciation. Though they also trade on their own behalf or to execute clients' orders, state banks often act at the behest of the central bank when the yuan is under pressure, as it is now. The U.S. 10-year Treasury yield on Thursday reached its highest in 10 months, underpinned by fears that U.S. interest rates might stay higher for longer, contributing along with China's economic woes to world stocks languishing at 5-week lows now. Benchmark 10-year yields reached 4.312% on Thursday. This was testing October's 4.338%, a break past which would be its highest in 16 years. European shares, they slipped on Thursday as downbeat earnings and BAE Systems weighed, while investors were in risk-off mode after minutes from the U.S. Federal Reserve's July meeting hinted at rates remaining higher for longer. The pan-European stock 600, that fell 0.4%, hitting a more than one-month low. BAE Systems shed 4.5% after Britain's largest defence company said that it agreed to buy Ball Corp's aerospace assets for about $5.55 billion in cash. Nearly as much as they had in Singapore, wasn't it? Oil prices crept up on Thursday. This is after China's central bank sought to stem the rising tide of pessimism over the country's property market and wider economy. Prices had fallen for the previous session on simmering worries over the impact on fuel demand from a deepening property crisis that is still stifling momentum of China's economy and the potential for further increases to U.S. interest rates. Brent crude futures, that rose 67 cents to $84.12 a barrel by 10:58 GMT today. And U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI, well, that was up 63 cents to $80.01. There you go. That's it. There is a look at some of the items in the international news and, of course, in the business news as well. Keep an eye on the time, 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news at the top of the hour.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender. I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Oh,
That's The Killers, and it's just simply called Human. Time-wise, we are just coming down to 17 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. As I mentioned earlier, no Dr. Computer this morning, unfortunately. He's got a business meeting, which I said is obviously far more important. He's got a good job. He wants to keep it. But we do have a guest in the last hour. We're going to be talking about Bob and Wanda. Yeah, the ones that are looking after the rubbish in the rivers. We've got Rob Getman coming in to chat with us in the last hour this morning. So that'll be fun. I'll tell you what, let's take a look, shall we, at a few of the requests we've got for this morning. Let's say a very good morning to Ed in Versailles. He says, a very good morning and a happy Thursday, ladies and gents. And honouring TBT, I'd like to request that one of my all-time favourites this morning is called It's Been a Long, Long Time, and it's by Harry James. Harry James and his orchestra. Somebody after my own heart. That's so Harry James and his orchestra there. Doesn't tell us who's doing the singing on there. A great track. Yes, your dad's obviously it, because I met Ed. Young guy, young man. And he's got a lovely head of music. Nice one, Ed. By the way, that reminds me, I'll have to look it up for you, because I listen to it sometimes. I don't know if you've got an app on your phone, which you would probably enjoy, called Radio Garden, all right? And you can go all over the world and listen to radio stations everywhere. It's an incredible app. And you can even listen to Cool FM. Yeah, they're keeping this on there. There is a radio station in London. I'll get the name of it for you in a few minutes. A radio station in London, which is basically a 1940s radio. They play all that genre, that era of music. So, good one. I like that. Harry James and his orchestra. And it'll be a long, long time. Let's move on over to Greece, Athens in Greece, and let's say a very good morning to Renee and Rick. They've just got back. They drove back, I think it was yesterday, from their little vacation. And Renee says, good morning and happy Thursday. While vacation is wonderful, it sure is nice to be home. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the break from cooking and cleaning, but there's nothing like home. Now, tackling mountains of laundry and yard work today. See? It catches up with you in the end. There's no escape. Could you please play Blues Traveler? But anyway...
Thank you. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. That's Aretha Franklin there, and that is sweet. Well, where's this coming from? Oh, it's my phone. I wonder what it was. Go away. Stop. I wonder what you can get you because you came up. You must have heard it before me. Yes. Yes. So, yes, that was my phone for some strange reason. Sorry about that. 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, as I was saying, Aretha Franklin and sweet, sweet baby. Now, listen, I was just mentioning about 1940s radio over there in the United Kingdom. And that was probably what was playing. It must have started because I was looking on my cell phone. For the radio station in London, which I was mentioning. It is called, in actual fact, the UK's 1940s radio station. Now, this is on Radio Garden. I mean, this is incredible, because I went to London in the UK. It says, would you like to see all 445 radio stations? No, I'm just looking for one. So anyway, I managed to find it. But the thing is, I didn't realise it. I put it, typed in Radio Garden on my computer. See if it is actually available, which is great, on your desktop. Yeah, it's available on the web. And the webpage is Radio Garden. It's www.radiogarden. Go and check that out. Now, 1940s radio. Let's see if I can start this up here. Here we go.
Boom, boom. Got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child.
There you go, Ed. I think you'll enjoy that one. Ed Versailles. The UK 1940s radio station. And if you get Radio Garden, just go to London or just type in the search for the UK 1940s radio station. It's got all the radio. When it first came up, it immediately came up. It's like a big globe with all these green dots all over it, and they're all different radio stations. Millions of them, there must be. And what came up when I sort of started it up? It saw that I was in Panama. Came up with Cubicos Radio, which is another group of Granada stations. Anyway, I'm going on, but it's so worth the checking out if you love sort of music. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Let me see if I've got a little track taking us there.
Are you? coming here with me to run by my side so we can be free. Strange things do happen here, it's the time to leave. If we met at midnight, the willow tree, are you coming here with me to run by my side so we can be free? Strange things do happen here, it's the time to leave.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors, we'll keep you running.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Sus caliente. Y si te erizas, es que todo está bien. Que todo está bien.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Thank you.
And there we go. Two in a row bring us back into this hour musically. No Dr. Computer Day, I'm afraid. He has a business meeting to attend, which is obviously important. So no Dr. Computer, no tech this morning. We started off, by the way, Cuando Todo Está Bien. That was Señor Loop. And followed on, and that was the Coconut Cutters. That's Lisa Stansfield's People Hold On, the Cold Cut. It was featuring Lisa Stansfield, and it's Lisa Stansfield, isn't it? Right, I tell you what, it's time on The Breakfast Show. I think we better go along and see if we can find out what's happening in the world of everyday story of country folk.
Yes. Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, I'm here. I'm finally home. Oh, that drive to El Valle from the highway. Oh, let me tell you. We went from the aeropuerto all the way to the house here in El Valle, and the traffic in certain areas were bad. I told you all stay off the road. What happened? What are you guys doing? You ganging up on me? But we had a nice pickup. Oh, what luck at the airport. I had parked and had my little sign out and ready to get the Pro Throw family and their friend, and I found out not only did I park in the right place, but as soon as they walked out the door, boom, they saw him, boom, we got him in the car, boom, we were on the way. All right, so now we have some new characters to talk about. We've got, of course, the cook, and then we've got the cowgirl. And sitting right next to me now, we got Canuck. She's a Canadian. Oh, my God. Oh, settle down, girl. Settle down. Yeah, we got a Canuck here. She's quite the Canuck. Yeah. So we're out here getting some cup of coffee. We're going to have some fun with these gals hanging around. I got to get back to work. I've got clients calling me on the road. I'm driving down the road. Next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call. Hi, can you help me fix my computer? I'm like, well, I'm driving right now. It's kind of illegal for me to text and drive. So thank goodness for voice notes. So we'll be working on some of that today, getting that taken care of. It is another beautiful day. The flowers are looking good. I haven't done a yard walk yet. That'll be next on the agenda. As soon as I get some coffee in me and some shoes on these feet, we'll be out getting a walk. Chelsea was so glad to see me. Oh my goodness. She was so happy. I was like, oh, how on the little face kissing and hugging. The cats, they didn't care. They just said, hey, it's food. It's time to eat. Next time, if you die, I eat your nose. So, all right, well, we've put away, look at that table over there. Yeah, there's a couple of bottle of wines over there and some beer cans. Hoo-hoo, you could tell we were partying hardy last night. Mm. And ate some wonderful, you know, good cooking from the cook. She was making her thing go. Oh, man, she had it going. So now I've got the CCC. You know, it's going to be the cook, the cowgirl, and the, are you a Canuck or a Cajun?
Oh, I am a Canuck.
She's a Canuck. She's a Canuck. Oh, I got a Canuck here. All right. So to all of you people, hey, tomorrow is that very special day. Tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. I think I will find something fun to find to play and tickle your ears. Until then, back to you in the studio.
There we go. That's a bit of George Clinton and computer games. Well, that goes on for about 7 minutes. I don't think many of us could take that. Anyway, if you've got to say we're doing, well, we are doing a bit of tech this morning, aren't we? So there you are. So Ingrid, and it's nice to have you back, and all the travellers with you as well, even Canucks. Time on the breakfast show, 28 after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
There we go. Yes, Torn Between Two Lovers from Mary McGregor there. Time on the breakfast show, if you keep an eye on the time. We're just making our way to 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again at 9. Last hour of this morning's programme, we've got Rob Getman coming in to chat with us about Bob and Wanda. I know of a movie called A Fish Called Wanda, but this is something that eats up all the rubbish. So we'll be talking to Rob in the last hour of this morning's programme. And let's say very good morning to Paul. Paul over there in South London. Now, Paul, during the course of this week, has been sending us different songs to do with railway stations in London, around the London area. And today's his last two. And we're going to start off with this one from Dawood Wormsby. It's called Tea in St. Pancras Station.
Closed my eyes, fell asleep. The scenes were all in color. I woke to see you at the end of the line. Did not recognize you. Immediately the dreams we see in reality aren't always what they seem to be. The air is clearing. All around.
There we go. Towards Wansby there, and tea in St. Pancras Station. Okay, now the last one, well, it's a little bit sort of different, and I mean, we're not going to miss anything out here, unless there's been a couple of new stations that have been open since. But Paul's last choice to do with the train stations in the UK is this one. Now, this comes from a gentleman. His name is Jay Foreman, and he's going to name every tube station. Mm-hmm. Every underground tube station. He's going to name every underground tube station what is called Tube Station Song.
Hornchurch, Enault, Cockfosters, Ravenscourt Park, Bromley by Bow, Morden, Monument, Mornington, Crescent, Paddington, Plaistow, Pimlico, Dagenham, Heathway, Elephant and Castle, Richmond, Sloane Square, Beckentry, Brixton, Barbican, Chorleywood, Amersham, Eastcote, Alperton, East Finchley, Kenton, Kennington, Fairlop, Farringdon, Myland, Baronscourt, Maida Vale, Barking, Buckingside, Debden, Hammersmith, Vauxhall, Wembley Park, Tottenham, Hale, Northwood, Oakwood, Woodgreen, Woodford, Colliers, Wood, and then Croxley, Charing Cross, King's Cross, St Pancras, Brent Cross, Hatton Cross, Austerlee, Ballinborough, Chesham, Hampstead, Loughton, Leighton, Leightonstone, Stanmore, Snaresbrook, Greenford, Northolt, Northfield, Southfield, Marlebone, Kingsbury, Queensbury, Queensway, Queen's Park, Park Royal, Royal Oak, Burnt Oak, then Aldgate, Southgate, Highgate, Moorgate, Notting Hill, Gate, St Paul's, Knees Den, Oxford Circus, Piccadilly Circus, Lambeth, North and Northwick Park, Upton Park and Westbourne Park and Wimbledon Park and Stonebridge Park, Warwick Avenue, Waterloo, Watford, Walthamstow Central with Wanstead, Hounslow West and Hounslow East and East Ham, West Ham, West Hampstead, Putney Bridge, Knightsbridge, Redbridge, Londonbridge, Uxbridge, Perivale, Leicester Square, Good Street, Baker Street, Bond Street, Warren Street, Old Street, Liverpool Street, Edge, West Stacton, West Harrow, West Finchley, Kew Gardens and Lancaster Gate and Garnersbury, Westminster, Upminster, Russell Square, Euston Square, Topchurch and Whetstone, East Putney, Ealing, Broadway, Fulham, Broadway, Tooting, Broadway, Arsenal, Stockwell, Chigwell, Seven Sisters, Black Horse Road, Blackfriars Temple, East Acton, Oval, Bow Road, Colindale, Archway, Angel, Upminster Bridge, Clapham Common, Clapham North and Clapham South and Swiss Cottage, Acton Town and Camden Town and Chalk Farm and West Kensington, Canning Town and Kentish Town and Sudbury Town and West Brompton, Faden, Boysen, Tooting, Beck and Stamford, Brook South Kensington, Rickmansworth and Mansion, Houston, Marble, Larch South, Wimbledon, Dollishill, Gansill, Grangehill, Sudbury Hill, Tower Hill, Hillingdon, Aldgate East, Solihull High, Barnet, Earls Court, Bayswater, Pinner, Victoria, Mill Hill East, High Street, Kensington, Kensington, Olympia, Ealing, Common, Bermondsey, Heathrow Terminals 4 and 5 and Heathrow Terminals 1, 2, 3, Epping, Euston, Kilburn, Kilburn, Parchell, Fonton, Latimer, Cannon Street and Cannons Park, Embankment, Canada, Water, South Ealing, South Harrow, South Kenton, South Woodford, Canary Wharf, Harrow and Wealdstone, North Acton, North Ealing, North Greenwich, North Harrow, North Wembley and Highbury and Islington, Caledonian, Roden, Edgware, Roden, Finchley, Roden, Gloucester, Roden, Goldhawk, Roden, Holloway, Roden, Latimer, Roden, Preston, Roden, Elm Park, Regent's Park, Green Park, Holland Park, High Park, Corner, and Upney, Moor Park, Tottenham Park, Chiswick Park, Newbury Park, Finsbury Park, Roding Valley, Hendon Central, Hounslow Central, Wembley Central, Belsize Park, Finchley Central, Covent Garden, Tottenham Court Road, Woodside Park, Wood Lane, Hanger Lane, Chancery Lane, Rainers Lane, Turbot Lane, Turner Green, Buckhurst Hill, Goddard Green, Kensal Green, Parsons Green, Stenley Green, Rosling Green, Bethel Green, Harrow on the Hill, Arnish Grove, Labrador Grove, Boston Manor, Manor House, St Jane Park, and St John's Wood, Shepherd's Bush Market, Shepherd's Bush, Harston, Holborn, Northwood, Hill, Stratford, White City, Whitechapel, Willesden, Junction, Wimbledon, Ruislip, Ruislip Gardens, South Ruislip, West Ruislip, Ruislip Manor, Great Portland Street, Dagenham, East Bounds, Green Bank.
Wow, I've got Upminster in there. Upminster, Upminster Bridge. Just checking. There we go. That's it. That's Paul's lot. What a way to finish. Every tube station song is what that was called. Anyway, big thanks to Paul. It's been fun. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou is here because now Mary Lou Tubby, she's retired. She's retired. Yeah, that's it. Poof, done. I said, "Have you finished work?" And she says, "No more work. I'm officially retired." So there we are, Mary Lou. You can just sit back and relax. You don't have to rush and panic in the mornings while you listen to the show. And getting your way into work. Anyway, lovely to hear from. Congratulations. Enjoy your retirement. I'm sure you will. You asked if we could play for you Double Vision from Foreigner.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Simply Red and Take a Good Look. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 7 minutes before the top of the hour. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Take a look, just a quick look, and see who else has who's got a birthday today. We've got, here's a good one, Lieutenant General Leslie Groves. He was born in 1896 on this day. He was a United States Army Corps of Engineers officer who oversaw the construction of the Pentagon and directed the Manhattan Project, a top secret research project that developed the atomic bomb during World War II. Of course, big film about that right now, Oppenheimer. Actress Maureen O'Hara, 1920 she was born, Irish-American film actress and singer. She often worked with director John Ford and longtime friend John Wayne, with whom she made 5 films together between 1948 and 1972. They were Rio Grande, The Quiet Man, The Wings of Eagles, Big Jake, and McClintock. This is John Splitoff.
I've been to your love, 'cause I need to feel you.
There we go. Yes, so that was John Spilthoff and WGYG. So it's one of those songs you've got to listen to try and work out what WGYG is. Well, of course, it's whatever gets you going. Managed to work that out. That was today's contest. Right, we've got a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. Let me see if I've got something which can take us there. Something, I'll tell you what, this one I'll probably do. It's the Mamas and Papas. We'll take a bit of this as we go up to the top of the hour.
Before you go to bed.
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Será. Yo soy real y estoy viva y formo parte del mundo, yo soy las luces que alumbraban bien tus miedos. Cuando estabas aquí, la noche, bajando entre las calles, se paraba en la puerta de casa. Cada lágrima nueva, con su historia y su nombre, cada hombre con su sombra y su sonrisa, la nieve.
Go two nice tracks in a row. First one was Make It With You, of course, which was originally by Bread, and that was by Mark Anthony. Probably sang that one to Jolo every night. Lastly there, Laura Pausini and Hace Tiempo. One more piece of music, then we're with my guest, the role of Rob Getman here on the Breakfast Show, Sister Sledge, Like Us, Lost in Music.
I call that temptation.
There we go, Sister Sledge and Lost in Music. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're just coming down to 26 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on IQ in 89.3. Just wondered where I was, getting lost. 89.3, Cool FM. It's nice to welcome back to the studio. Rob's been quite a frequent guest with us here. The father of Bob. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Jerry. Yeah, it's been a while.
Certainly nothing since the pandemic.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think so. I think I did a phoner during the pandemic at one point from my car out there by Bob. Yeah, I remember. But now we've moved on into bigger and better things these days.
Absolutely. But tell me, I'm just as a matter of interest. I mean, this was obviously going on, as you said, during the pandemic, and it couldn't be just left.
No, we were lucky. We were able to get permission to work. We were, essential workers of some kind. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get passes to actually get out there to collect the garbage. We had some issues with our neighbors nearby, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. we had won a grant from a foundation in the States, the Benioff Foundation, that helped us improve our project and sort of expand. Mm-hmm. And so we decided with all of that, we would move to a bigger river. So we went from Costa del Este and the Matias Hernandez to Juan Diaz, Rio Juan Diaz, near the Santa Maria neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And we've been there now for just a year in September. So our year anniversary there will be next month.
And of course, you progressed from Bob.
Yeah, we upgraded.
And gave birth to Wanda.
Yeah, well, the grant that we won was for improvement in technology, like using technology. Mm-hmm. And they gave, I think, 10 grants for this specific technology issue, and we were the ones that got the big prize. So we were the top prize. Yeah. So
excellent.
It's been great. Mm-hmm. And it's been funding us for these 3 years. We've been in operation for 1 year, but it took 2 years to plan everything and mm-hmm. get permits and all of these things to get done. So we've only been in operation for just under a year. And then this will be our final year under that grant. So that's mm-hmm. one reason why I'm here. is to talk about our fundraising.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, do you make money from what you collect?
No. We there is no money making in this project. Hmm. We are lucky enough to have a recycling company that will take our recycling, even though it's dirty plastics, quote unquote dirty plastics. They will take it, and they're taking it for free. They're not charging us to take it, and we're not receiving any money for it. It's sort of an even deal.
Mm-hmm.
But the garbage we pay for, so we have to pay for the garbage to be removed and taken to disposal. Typically, Cerro Patacón, when available. So,
oh, why not? I mean, there's so much room left in Cerro Patacón.
I know. Well, it's definitely been an issue. I'll tell you what, the Cerro Patacón. I know they're doing great work there, but they. Oh, man, they have so many issues up there, too, that causes, it kind of trickles down and causes us problems as well. So
there's an interesting piece by Stanley Heckerton, because he was involved in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
He's with STRI. He was involved in the first place in finding an allocation. And he said that that thing's overdone itself by about 10 years.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Well, I mean, they have fires there sometimes. Yeah. They have.
But it's like compost.
Yeah.
It generates heat.
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. Chemical reaction and just logistically getting the garbage there and removing it. That is what backs us up, because we're counting on a garbage collection company, which is counting on Cerro. So it's a logistical challenge, I will say. But so far, it hasn't been anything major that has caused us any major problems. We work around the system as much as possible. So,
and tell me, the Wanda machine, okay? I mean, this you got the grant which enabled you to proceed with this, but who designed it? Is this something which is already working in other places that came here, or you started from scratch?
No, we definitely didn't start from scratch. It's a long story, but it's an American up, John Kellett is up in Baltimore, and he has a company that, well, he basically his engineering mind came up with this idea. He was working at one of the museums in the bay there. And he would be walking by the specific river that had constant garbage going into the marina, where all the boats are, where it doesn't just go away in the ocean. It sits and fills up the marina. So he said, we got to do something about that. He came up with several versions of this machine that will, like a bob system, that will push the garbage to a machine and will pull it out with a conveyor. So they've built five of them up in Baltimore, but the Wanda is the first international, outside of Baltimore, it's the first one. Now they're working on others. They've got some interest now in other states in the U.S., but we're the first international trash wheel machine,
Incredible.
Yeah.
Now, notice it's got solar panels.
Yeah.
Is that sufficient to keep it running?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
It's got, well, we use water power to move the wheel.
Of course, yes.
But
yeah.
we don't always, we have tidal changes. We don't always have that flow. So we have a solar panel system, battery setup, which will power a pump that pumps river water. So we're just using river water, pumps it up, and then puts it into the water wheel. And just powers it with the gravity of the weight of water. So it's
very
efficient. And we've never had an issue with the batteries running out. We've always had power to run the machine.
That's amazing. Because you might be able to see later on, but behind us here in the street below, they just built a beautiful new house. If you're listening and you know which house I'm talking about, love to see it. And they've just covered the whole, it's a flat roof building, and they've covered every single inch on the top with solar panels.
Yeah, I've been surprised looking around, driving around the city and seeing just random buildings that are using that technology.
It's a local
company. Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, with all these buildings, if we all put them on our roofs, we could probably get rid of the electric company.
Well, that's what they don't want, Jerry. They don't want us.
Oh, they don't want that? No? Well, I don't know if it's some places, if you want to, you generate your electricity and you want to give it to the grid, well, you've got to pay them.
Well, but I know, but I think in certain, like in California, I don't know what it is now, but they had great programs to reimburse you if you want to sell it back to the grid. You can do that. But I'm not surprised that in some other places they're going to charge you. They're going to get you. You got too much electricity? Oh, we'll take it. My gosh.
I guess the solar panel is the sort of their equivalent to artificial intelligence, some taking my job away.
Sure, exactly. Well, taking their dollar away.
How was the installation? I mean, you got this set up. It's over there by Santa Maria.
It's on the Wandias River. Yeah.
Okay. So how did you get land allocated to you?
Well, the Santa Maria project, I guess, they have allowed us to use the land, a small area of land on the river that they own. And the installation was, it was difficult. I mean, finding a location is always difficult. And people just think, well, why put it there? Why not put it there, or there, or there? And there's a lot of reasons why, a lot of criterion that you need to fulfill to make a system that works and you can get access to. So we were very lucky to get that land. And the installation was, it was also a logistical, it was fun. I mean, we tried to do as much work here in Panama as we could. We fabricated it with Talleres Industriales out of Cologne. They fabricated all the below or the floating pieces, giant pieces. These are huge pieces. This thing is, you know, 50-something feet long. And it's huge barges, barcasas. And they keep everything afloat. And then these big barges are connected to 80-foot piles that are almost two feet wide.
And they're moving up and down.
Yeah, so the piles go into the riverbed, then these and the barges sort of just are connected and are sort of held in place by these three piles, and they will go up 10, 12 feet with the tide, depending on the height of the tide. I mean, we've definitely seen the maximum that the river can do, hopefully, we're almost getting to the, you know, a meter or two away from getting on top of those piles. So now we've put protective pieces up top because we were really surprised at how high the river can go
Of course, the tides on this side are very, very high.
Well, that combination, yeah.
But being on the river, how are you coping? Because we've had some tremendous rains lately. Mm-hmm. I mean, for instance, the rain we had the other day, I think it was on Sunday, in 99, by the time we came out of 99, it was flooded.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've got a Land Rover, so but it came up to almost halfway up the doors.
Well, it really depends on where the rain is. The rain over here in Paitia or in different areas, we're not going to get hit on that river. But we have seen it. I was out there, I think, in October of last year. Right when we got started, we were very surprised that immediately we had a giant storm event where it was, the barge was almost even with the land. I mean, the height of the, and you have to visualize it, but you have to go out there and see. But that's a big height change where I was able to put my elbow on top of the pile, which is usually 20 feet above my head.
Right.
So, and I have a picture of it. It was scary, but it handled it. We didn't lose anything. We didn't break anything. So that was a true test because these things are designed to capture garbage up to a certain flow.
Okay.
But then once you hit these big storms, it's just about surviving, and that's what they're designed to do. They're designed to be there after the storm leaves so you can either reattach the bob or maybe make some repairs to something, but they're going to be there. That's the plan. So, and it's so far, so good. It's almost been a year, and we're still there.
I was just thinking when you were saying that, because I was trying to imagine the speed of the water wheel, which I guess has got some kind of governor on it, which stops it from over. But I thought, do you generate electricity from the water wheel?
No, we don't. We just from the solar panels. That would be, I mean, that would be great, but it would be an additional piece of technology that we have to take care of, maintain, and hopefully not get stolen, because we're out in the middle of out of there. We've had our issues. Definitely had our issues several times. Yeah.
Does anybody steal the rubbish? Or?
They don't know. Well, you know, we don't have a lot of expensive things there, but we do have tools, and we have a container that we lock up with the tools in it. And if we had a guy come in and whatever he could take on his bike, he took, because we had security cameras, and we've had to beef up our security.
Really?
Yeah. So we've seen it all out there.
Is it a private company collecting your rubbish?
No, it's Marea Verde. We're doing Marea Verde. We're working with a foundation. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it, but they help people get back on their feet after having certain issues. Maybe they'll help them get back on their feet in the working world, and it works very well because we typically don't need someone there. We have one technician right now that's pretty much full time. He's our eyes and ears on the project. But for collecting garbage, it's just when we have the garbage. So we don't have garbage every day.
Right.
So we couldn't really employ someone full time for collecting garbage. So we need two people. We'll call two people. We need four people, five people. We'll have them come out and they help run the system, and then make sure the garbage flows smoothly up in the system, pulling up tree trunks, things like that, keeping the process going, separating the plastics. We do that by hand. Onto a separate conveyor belt, So we definitely need to have hands on site during during these collections, and that foundation has been great providing and giving these people a new opportunity to get back into the working world.
In comparison to your previous location on the other river, how does this one compare with regards to the amount of rubbish that you're collecting?
It's been a big difference. I mean, the Matias Hernandez has a lot of garbage. We were there for about a year, and we collected roughly over 100,000 pounds of garbage. But so far, we've almost been there in a year in the Juan Diaz, and we've collected almost 30,000 pounds of just plastics.
Wow.
And so it's incredible. And now garbage, it's mixed organic and garbage, because in this location with this system, we don't separate the garbage from the organics. They kind of all, we separate the big branches and tree trunks and things like that, but you can't separate everything. It's pretty impossible to keep an efficient system by separating every little piece, but it all goes into a garbage container. But we've done like 800 cubic yards of garbage, which if you use the density of garbage online anyway, it's almost 1 million pounds of garbage. It's a lot of garbage. It's an incredible amount of garbage. And we even had issues, you know, it's a learning process. So when we did have huge storms and we did have maybe an anchor failure or something which we had to repair, we would lose garbage. So this isn't even all the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a net or anything underneath the bob because we don't want to trap animals. There's lots of life in this river.
Oh, right,
so,
of course.
Yeah, yes, so yes, some of the garbage, definitely with a high flow, is going to go underneath. Yeah, it's impossible to stop it.
Sure.
And people say, well, we can put a net, we can put a barrier, but I don't want to be my guys pulling out crocodiles
it's not a good idea.
We're losing garbage underneath. So this is just a part of the garbage. It's the big part, the big fraction of the garbage, but it's not even 100%. And it's an incredible amount. Hopefully the idea now is to get back into Matias Hernandez, to get into other rivers. We're really pushing to do that now. We have my rebob, which is like a recycled bob with tires and bottles in Rio Tapia. In Don Bosco,
you're getting quite a family, aren't you?
We're trying. Yeah, the rebob is recycled bob, but we're doing our best. That's the idea, is to try to. That's a cheaper alternative. It's made of garbage, basically, so it's a lot cheaper than trying to get a bob that's manufactured in the States or a Wanda, which is it's very expensive. It's an alternative for a community that just can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's been working. The community center there has just taken it. They've made improvements. They really love it, and they've really adopted the rebob. Yeah,
that's good, because that's what we want, isn't it? We want people to get involved.
That's the idea.
People to appreciate it. We're talking with Rob Gebman. We're talking about Bob and Wanda, and we got our own Bob. It's Bob Dylan.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big friend's bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big friend's bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big friend's bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer
for the one you love when he's standing in front of you. Lay, 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 lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
There we go, Lay Lady Lay from Bob Dylan. We're chatting with Bob, Rob Getman. I nearly called you Bob for some strange reason.
That's okay. People do.
The pappy of Bob and Wanda. Tell me, well, just doing, I mean, I know the answer, but let me just... what support are you getting from the government?
Financially, none that I am aware of. Mm-hmm. We're kind of on our own.
So just photo opportunities.
Well, they do like to come out and visit, and I, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't handle that part mm-hmm. of the project. I'm not the face of Wanda out there schmoozing the government or the getting. This is my only attempt at trying to fundraise. So, they do visit, and I am assured that they are positive about mm-hmm. the project. Mm-hmm. But I am not aware of any financial assistance.
I mean, when you sort of think about it, and you know, like I said, you know, we're a water country. We generate a lot of water with rain, and luckily for the canal, though we're a little bit short at the moment. But you would have thought it is something that, you know, let's do it because we like to. We're showing off, aren't we? We're telling the world how green we are. We're greener. We're self-sufficient in carbons and whatever. Well, do something about the crap, the rubbish. I mean, start at the beginning, start upriver, mm-hmm. and teach people not to throw shit in
can
the
we curse on this? I don't
know. No, we all do it.
Okay. Well, I think my kids might be listening to, so I can't.
But no, I mean, it's you know, it starts with education.
Of course.
Do not throw things in the in the river. And I think if you're educated in that way, especially the kids, mm-hmm. you know, hey, Dad, you can't do that. You know, the refrigerator, don't put it in the river. You know, it's,
That you're hitting the nail on the head because we're not just out there. The Wanda Project, the Medea Verde, we're not just out there collecting garbage. We have the visitor center that we're building right now at our site is to bring schools, to bring classes
mm-hmm.
out,
right.
to bring
mm-hmm.
everybody, to have workshops.
Mm-hmm.
We already have programs in schools, in those areas, those high-density low-income areas where the problem is, like you're saying, where it's starting. We already have programs out there. We've got recycling collection groups that go out there. We had bicycles that were out there. Guess what happened to those? Stolen.
Recycled.
Recycled back to the community. But that's our goal. I mean, mm-hmm. the Wanda and the garbage collection is just a tool to get the word out there. But but to do all of this, we're finishing our grant this year. And so that funding is gone after this year. And so we're reaching out right now. Why I'm here is this Wandathon, where don't get me wrong, Maria Verde will take donations year round. But at this particular point, if you ever thought about donating out there, this is the time to do it because Banco General has been a great friend of Maria Verde.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, any donations that go into our Banco General account, through Yappy or transfers
mm-hmm.
or if you use a credit card or whatever, they will match it. So it will basically double anything that you want to donate. $5 is a 10. I don't have to do the math for you. I'm sure you guys out there can do the math. But it will double it. So this is a great time until our anniversary, which is September 22nd. So next month, you have a great opportunity to really make your dollar help us out. So.
And not just the dollar, because I see here, by every dollar donated by Yappy, Banco General will equal it up to $100,000.
Yeah, they will double
So, them. You know, look, if you've got a big company, you could put your $100,000 in, and do they get tax relief?
Well, we're a foundation, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go, you see, you get tax relief.
Yeah, exactly.
So. And also, you could just think of the kudos for putting it on your CV. We support, we donate to Wanda. Otherwise, you're going to be wondering where you get your money from, aren't you?
Yes. Jerry.
No, I'm sorry.
But you can get on Yappy if you got Yappy. We're on the directory, Maria Verde Panama. Mm-hmm. You can, our Instagram, Maria Verde Panama. You can DM us if you want to ask any questions about this. But you've got a little over a month to really take advantage of that Banco General doubling your donation.
Because the sad thing about this is, I mean, you're doing a good job. How many tons do you reckon you're taking away a month?
Oh, well, every month is different, but it's several tons, several tons a month.
Okay. So, you know, you're taking all this crap away, and like I said, where there's muck, there's brass, so somebody can make money out of it, but you're just getting rid. But I'm saying that the problem is, you're not generating an income, right? You've got to rely on donations, which is sad because you should be able to generate something. I mean, if a company came in, I mean, I've been a great advocate of they need to privatize the collection system. Mm-hmm. We need to be taught to recycle, have three bins instead of one. You put your stuff away. I'm really happy they've opened a recycling reception point in Multiplaza.
Oh, great.
And that's great. I mean, you know, we go to Multiplaza to shop. We put a couple of boxes in the back of glass or lather, the tins and whatever. They even take old computer parts, which is great. And I'm sure they're making money.
Well, anything, even if they whatever they're doing, it helps keep that material out of Cerro Patagón.
Absolutely,
you know.
So absolutely,
it's all around. It's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that's what we're trying to do by removing the plastics. I mean, we're trying to keep it out of the ocean, but what we collect, we're trying to only send, for one, to keep it out of Cerro Patagón for the volume. It's limited volume there. Mm-hmm. And also because it costs us money to send it there. So if we can keep, 30,000 pounds of plastics from having to go to Cerro Patagón, that's saving us thousands of dollars right there for the foundation, to keep the foundation running. Mm-hmm. So it's all based on money, sadly, but that's how the world works. And trying to do a good thing. And we desperately need the help of you, everyone out there that's ever thought, what a great project, and has told me or Maria Verde, you're doing a fantastic job. We love it. How can we help? And I know a lot of people want to come out and physically do something and pick up garbage and clean a beach or something, but it really, for this project, a donation would be make the biggest difference. And we are going to have opportunities for people to actually come out to the site to help us physically do things when the site's open. We're going to have our inauguration in October. We'll be completely open in October.
Is that when the visitor center will be completed?
It'll be done. It's really close now. It's very, very close to being done. But it's just making sure everything's finalized. We don't want to jump the horse. So we want to give it a certain amount of time to where we can have it beautiful and open and ready for visitors. And we'll start doing classifications of garbage, have people come out, help us separate garbage and analyze what we're collecting and have a better idea of how it's done. And just coming out to see the site. It's a beautiful site. It's a nice garden area. We've tried to make it as beautiful as possible for visitors, for our neighbors. So we're really, really making the effort here.
Okay. And, I mean, you had issues with the neighbors in your old thing. Do you get much of this? If you were looking at these projects, what we call in England, we have an expression called NIMBY.
Yeah. Not in my backyard.
Exactly,
yet.
Not in my backyard.
Yeah, it's a problem, and I understand it. I try to relate to our neighbors, and that's one of the reasons why we moved further away from neighbors. But there's always, I mean, we couldn't find a site that was completely isolated from everybody. I mean,
of course not.
I mean, upstream, it's just such a dense population. Housing is all along the river. There's just no space. So to even get to a place where there's nobody living, we would have to be way past the population that's littering into the river. So we wouldn't be. So it doesn't make any sense. So, well, we did our best to find the best location, but there's always somebody that can, if they can see you, they have a problem with it. But we're working really well with our neighbors. We're trying to work really well with our neighbors to make them as happy as possible. There's always challenges. Challenges. Where
do
you go?
I mean, you know, nothing is that simple. I mean, I remember when they had the recycling plant in Costa del Este.
Yeah.
And they were all up in arms about because it's there. But, I mean, to be honest, all they had to do was look out of their goddamn window at the mangroves and they could see all the crap that builds up along.
Yeah, but that goes away eventually. So, for them, that's just like, let it go. I get it. And we were part of that whole problem, too. That was going to be our first site was going to be right by the recycling. We thought, well, we'll put it right by the recycling center. And then that got stopped. So we got stopped and had to move. to another location. So it's always just being kind of pushed around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're staying put. I mean, we have a beautiful site, and when it's open, I really ask anybody who wants to come. We can schedule visits and come out and see the visitor center and see Wanda in action and see the crocodile. You know, Guapo goes up and down the river with the tide. He's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Crocodile.
Oh, really? Yeah.
There's birds.
Yeah.
It's just so much life out there.
Incredible.
It's a beautiful spot.
All right. Well, look, I tell you what, anybody listening, you can always get in touch with us here at The Breakfast Show to get in touch. But you can get in touch with Maria Verde directly.
Yeah, on Instagram. We are very accessible on Instagram, Maria Verde Panama. Definitely can send messages there. You can see what we're up to.
Mm-hmm.
My Instagram, if you want to see my post, is Rob, GETMSN. I screwed up my name when I first signed up, but
I'm not surprised.
I just left it, but I've got a lot of stuff on there, my family too. But I left it open for Wanda as well, so you can see some of the stuff. But Maria Verde is really the place to go.
All right, and please, I mean, this is important. You know, it's something you can get some tax relief on it. You can put it on your CV for your company that you know what you do is you know, donate to Maria Verde. And help get rid of all this rubbish. It's a big thing. And give them a hand. Get in touch with them.
Double your money this month, these next few weeks. Double your money and feel good about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, you could break, they said up to 100,000, so you probably wouldn't break the bank, but you can try.
Try hard. We appreciate it.
Rob, we've run out. As always, it's great to see you. A big thanks to you and all the boys and girls at Maria Verde for what you're doing.
Wow,
and,
thank you so much.
Let us know when the center's open so we can tell everybody.
Yes, and I want you guys can come and visit.
Absolutely.
And see the place.
Yeah, I know Yasmin's been out there. She decided to take a wander out.
Nice. That's right. I forgot.
Sorry about that.
Well, we would love to have you come back now that it's all finished and beautiful and operating.
Rob, thanks a million.
Thank you so much for having me, Jerry.
All the best. Rob Getman with us here this morning on The Breakfast Show. And, that is it. Yes, it has just sort of brought us to... the end of this morning's show. It's been been quite fun. Well, I've enjoyed myself. Don't know about anybody else. Thanks for being with us, Rob. Rob Getman from Maria Verde. And, if you get a chance, we'll let you know when that centre opens up so you can go out and have a good look for yourself. And please, it is so important because it seems to be left up to us, the people, to make sure this all works. And, also lobby your legislative person and get them to support as well. Again, big thanks to Rob. Big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, who's been doing all our background information today. Also, my everything information, social media, etc. To Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. Big thank you to Ingrid. And also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the UK, looking after Mum. I had a chat with him on the phone yesterday. He's doing fine. He's in good form, so he'll be back with us all being well for New Year for a while. So thanks to Neil, thanks to the boys and girls at Cooper Grader who keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. Do stay tuned to Chat SOS is coming up with Gigi and great programming, of course, here on Cool FM 89.3. Right through the day. I'll be back with you tomorrow. What we said, we say TGIF tomorrow, don't we? That'll be good. We'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please do it carefully. Want to be talking to you at 7 tomorrow morning? Not about you. All right. So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.